The subject of this talk is how to be an idiot. Unusual title. Well, I thought there are so many motivational speakers talking about how to exude confidence and how to get ahead in life and personality development and how to get rich and all this kind of thing. So, well, why don't we do something different? You'd have to be an idiot, wouldn't you, to want to learn how to be an idiot? Why are you listening to this talk? Do you want to be an idiot? If you are listening to it, you are an idiot, aren't you? Right? You're an idiot to want to be an idiot. Isn't it idiotic to want to be an idiot? Well, maybe not. There are professional idiots, people like, yeah, clowns, comedians, people, it's one way to make a living, right? What do you want to be when you grow up, kid? I want to be an airline pilot. I want to be a scientist. I want to be a doctor. I want to be an idiot. I want to be a professional comedian. I want to be a clown. But this talk is not about how to be a career idiot. And anyway, how are you going to learn? Yeah, you can learn how to be a clown, but comedy, a lot of the really good comedy is new, so that requires a touch of genius. You just can't learn it. Just like one of the famous funny things in the Western world is silly walks, which was knew when John Cleese first did it. I remember seeing in the 1970s on the Monty Python's Flying Circus, John Cleese doing silly walks, and it's just as silly nowadays as it was even then. Well, we know very well that John Cleese is not an idiot. He's a very intelligent person, just pretending to be an idiot. But that the problem in the world is that the world is run by people who think they're very intelligent, but actually they're idiots. But anyway, that's off the topic of this talk, which is how to be an idiot. It's a rather idiotic title for a talk, but I suspect that those who regularly listen to me, some people might think that they're idiots, but presumably they listen because they like that I'm trying to present actually very serious topics about how to live our life in a manner that we can go beyond all idiocy, that we can actually really develop our intelligence to understand what is reality, to really understand what is our position in this world, what are we doing, why are we suffering in this world? Who is God? What is our relation? This is serious stuff for spiritually awake people, intelligent people, and probably those who are listening are not that stupid, and they can understand, and that I'm speaking with tongue in cheek. Because, after all, why would anyone want to be an idiot? It's a term of abuse. Well, you never know. There are a lot of cranky people out there. There are people who mutilate their own bodies as a kind of pleasure. So maybe someone wants to be an idiot. But then, even then, how would I know what it means to be an idiot? I don't have a diploma from the university on how to be an idiot. I've never taken any training in the subject. Am I qualified to speak on the subject of how to be an idiot? After all, if you're going to teach about medicine, you should be a certified doctor. Of course, most of what do you call them? Motivational speakers. They don't have any certification. They're just self-made, and they stand up on a platform and start blah, blah, blahing. And yeah, chutzpah, they have that. What's my qualification to speak at all then? What is I speak regularly? My qualification is that I am initiated in a bona fide Vedic Sampradaya. Vedic means, which is of the Vedas, which means knowledge, transcendental knowledge. So yeah, I do have a qualification. Even from the external point of view, I've been instructed, I've been trained in Vedic knowledge, which is not how to be an idiot. The Vedic knowledge teaches us how not to be an idiot. If you want to be an idiot, anyone really want to be an idiot? Well, the secret is simple. You don't have to learn how to be an idiot. You already are an idiot. Everyone in this world is an idiot. Everyone. So you don't need to give a talk. Why everyone is an idiot? Why do we say that? Because everyone is looking for happiness, but we don't find it. We act in a manner that doesn't bring us happiness. That's really idiotic. That's really stupid. We do things again and again and again with the idea that we're going to be happy, but it doesn't make us happy. We go through our whole life without finding the key to actual happiness. Or what is our real self-interest? We never think what is our real self-interest. Na te vidu swartha gatin hi vishnum durashaya ye bahirata maninas. Andhayatandhaya uparniyamanas te pishatantriyam urudamni badha. This is the situation of everyone in materialistic life, which means pretty much everyone in this world. They do not know that the real goal of life is to know God, specifically as Vishnu. They think that the goal of life is to try to fulfill their desires, and they have so many desires. But it's all external to their real self-interest. They're misled. The leaders of the world themselves are blind to their self-interest of themselves and others. They act for self-interest, but they don't know what their real self-interest is. And people just follow them blindly. So it's the blind following the blind, and they all fall into a ditch. And in this way, by foolishly pursuing their plans for happiness, they just get more and more and more tightly bound up in material existence, which causes them to suffer more and more and more. We're idiots because what we think is good for us is not good for us. We go on pursuing what is not good for us, even though we should see, if we had a little intelligence, we should see that the endeavor for happiness in this material world, it's a false endeavor because we never get it. We get maybe a little happiness, or some little happiness comes and we think is that, oh, it's great. But then what happens? It all turns to poison. Vishayendriya samyogam yatadagre mitopamam pariname vishamiva tatsukam rajasam smitam. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes that the happiness in this world, of the happiness of sense enjoyment, the idea that I will be happy by interacting with objects of this world in a way that will make me happy. This idea, it might bring us some adrenaline blast of some kind of happiness, and he's saying, oh, so good. But it all turns to poison. A very good example of this is the rush that people get on drugs, psychotic drugs, and but then it turns to poison. The Western world in particular, the people are so messed up by intoxication and the whole idea that we'll be happy by sensual enjoyment and no restriction on that, minimal restrictions. So having sex, left, right, center, up, down, in, out, front, back, sideways, just really, really messed up, really messed up. Idiotic civilization. How about this for a sign of an idiot? We don't even know who we are. If we ask someone, who are you? They say, well, I don't know. That's pretty stupid, isn't it? But we don't know who we are. We may give, my name is such and such. I was born so many years ago in such and such a place. We identify ourselves in so many ways with the surroundings. We are circumscribed by our surroundings. I am Italian, I am from Tuscany, or whatever. There's so many designations which are pertinent to our temporary situation, and we identify with that. And we identify ourselves with the body, which is temporary, and it's just a bag of chemicals, but we identify with it, but we're not the body. That's the first teaching of Bhagavad Gita. The first teaching of actual spiritual knowledge is to understand that we are eternal, spiritual, living beings, but we are encaged within temporary bodies, and we identify with the body, and we think our self-interest is in terms of the body, and that is our foolishness, which Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to disabuse Arjuna of that foolishness. But in the material world, everyone is foolish because we identify with the body, and it's almost as if we're constitutionally an idiot. So really the title of this talk should be How Not to Be an Idiot, but I guess it's more catchy to say How to Be an Idiot. You may think, well, why on earth would anyone give a talk on that? I opened the talk by talking about people giving talks on how to increase your brain power, how to increase your income, how to get ahead in life. But the desire to be big and prominent in the world is idiocy on steroids. It's how to make yourself prominent among the idiots. That means you're a big idiot. You want to be a big idiot. And you say, no, 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 it requires a lot of intelligence to get ahead. So that's, but having intelligence doesn't necessarily mean, and we often see that doesn't mean, that you're not stupid. Many intelligent people, in fact, most of the intelligent people, are stupid because they're concerned with that which has no actual relevance to their true situation as a spiritual being. They, like everyone else, take their present incarceration, you can call it incarnation, or you can call it incarceration, they take this to be all in all. They don't inquire about the nature of reality. Who am I? What is my actual identity as a spiritual being? So yeah, you have to be intelligent to get ahead in this world and to get your name in Wikipedia and have a little entry or a big entry and be remembered by some people for some time on this tiny little insignificant planet. Yeah, you have to have some intelligence. That makes you that makes you a sophisticated idiot to get ahead in this world. So, I hope from this talk you got some idea of how not to be an idiot. how to learn not to be an idiot, then you have to study Bhagavad Gita as it is. Arjuna was as if an idiot, and Krishna gave him the knowledge by which Arjuna could understand that although I'm in this world and I have to act within this world, I can't avoid acting within this world. We're not saying that because we don't have anything intrinsically to do with this world that we just clam up and stop doing anything. But understanding that I don't have anything intrinsically to do with this world, I act in this world in a responsible manner, materially responsible, and most importantly, spiritually responsible, developing my Krishna consciousness, understanding that I am an eternal servant of Krishna and acting in Krishna consciousness, and in this way divesting ourselves of our idiocy, or rather coming to the real platform of knowledge and intelligence. To put it simply, be intelligent, chant Hare Krishna, and get out of this idiotic material existence. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha, vancha kalpa tarubhyascha, kipa sindubhyascha, patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nithaya chunakang padaya nipatya kridvacha kaka shatameta dhambravemi. Hey sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad goranga chandra charne kuratana raga. Parivadato jano, Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu mukarona bayang vicharayama. Hari rasa madira madati mata bhuvi vilutama nartama nirvisha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama.